Welcome to the Financial Wisdom Podcast Series. Take control of your financial future. Financial Wisdom. Use automatic savings plans to reach your financial goals. In this session, we are going to discuss how automatic savings plans can help you reach your financial goals. One of the simplest and most effective tools you can use for almost any savings goal is an automatic savings plan. These plans generally come in two forms. Either your employer deducts a certain amount from each paycheck and deposits it into a specific account, or your financial institution moves a certain amount of money from your checking account into a savings account on a regular basis. Either way, these automatic transfers add a discipline to your saving, and over time, you can accumulate quite a bit of money. Once people use them, they often find they don't even notice the smaller amount they have available to spend. Here are some ways to use automatic savings plans. Number one, you can fund your IRA contribution. The contribution limit for 2010 is $5,000 for both regular and Roth IRAs, and $6,000 if you're age 50 or greater. First, decide which type of IRA you want to fund and open the account. Then divide your contribution by the number of months over which you want to fund it. For example, if you start in January and are under age 50, you would have $416 transferred into your IRA each month. If you are 50 or older and qualify for the additional $1,000 limit, the monthly transfer would be $500. Number two, you can also save even more for your retirement using an automatic savings plan. If you are already taking advantage of your employer's retirement plan and an IRA, you can transfer additional money into a savings account each month. When the balance reaches a certain level, say $5,000, transfer the funds from the savings account into a certificate of deposit, where you can usually earn higher rates. Number three, you can use an automatic savings plan to save for a child's college education. Establish a custodial account for the child, determine the amount you want to set aside for the child, and have that amount transferred each month. Transferring $250 each month will accumulate to almost $39,000 over 10 years at a 4% earnings rate. Number four, you can combine an automatic savings plan with a Section 529 college savings plan as well. This would work similar to transferring the funds into a custodial account, but would also have the benefit of the earnings not being subject to current taxes. Earnings within a Section 529 plan are tax-deferred and can be withdrawn tax-free if used for qualified educational expenses. Number five, an automatic savings plan can be incorporated into your investment strategy using what is often called dollar-cost averaging. This is a method of investing a constant dollar amount on a regular basis and works very well with mutual funds. Dollar-cost averaging eliminates the risk of buying at the top of the market and over time reduces the average price you pay for the mutual funds purchased. Most mutual fund companies and brokerage firms can establish these plans very easily. And finally, number six, you can use an automatic savings plan for estate planning purposes as well. Older and wealthier individuals often want to transfer funds to their heirs during their lifetimes to reduce their ultimate taxable estate and to provide their heirs with more funds while they are still alive. The person could decide to transfer a certain amount each month and instruct their financial institution to make the transfer. For 2010, up to $13,000 can be transferred to an individual without triggering gift taxes. If both a husband and wife want to make gifts, the total can be up to $26,000 per person receiving the gifts. If this is something you want to consider, be sure to talk to your tax advisor. Over a few years, a couple can transfer a great deal of money to their children or grandchildren to help manage their estate. Taking actions to regularly save or transfer money can be easily delayed or forgotten. Using a little bit of automation by having your financial institution do it for you can make the process easier and more effective. Join us again for another Financial Wisdom podcast. And as always, thanks for listening.